Begin the current daf Masechet Yesiyum and daf Nun Dal. Begin the Omer Aleph. Begin the Tesis Masel. Begin with the Gemara Kruvim the Tzurasa. Oh, I was talking about during the second Beis Hamikdash, but there weren't the Kruvim that were the actual statues, but rather it was these images on the walls. Tesis says Nishalti related discussion. Tesis says I was asked Al Oisim regarding those Shemitzayim b'Magzerim. They make these images in the Magzerim. Tzuris Chayis Waifis. They've been images of wild animals and birds. Em Yafo Oisim Emlav. If that's appropriate or not. So it says, Vishapti nearly, since I responded, it appears to me, the Vada lo yafo isim. For sure, it's not appropriate what they're doing. The reason is, Shemitech Shemistakal Maturus Halol, because since they're looking at all these pictures, they're not focusing the hearts to the Father in heaven. They're getting distracted with the pictures in the Mazur, not with the main point of the Tefillah. But, Miu, however, and this relates to our Sugya, Inkat Isser de Leisas al Chopesal Gram, there's no problem about making any graven images by drawing these pictures in Magzarim. The Maskin and Perikal Atzlam, because the Gemara number Zidah, Mamigilam Beis, says, the Gemara concludes that Shanim Gleer and Gleer is different. There's no problem that he had these images, although he needed for illustrative purposes, regarding Kiddush HaChaydish, but with the Achim Asuloi, that others made it for him, which if a Gentile does, there's no problem about Leisas and Sot over here. Leisas al Chopesal is no problem when a Gentile who makes these pictures for the Magzarim. And says Tzitzis Mafilu Chashabe, and even regarding suspicion, which even others make it, is still a problem, but people might say that, oh, maybe you have it because you're worshipping them. So Tzitzis says, no, here, Lekka, you don't have this, as you continue to Medbez Bitzirim by these images. Shemini Tzavon Bahama, these are just color drawings. Ve'imbe Mamosh is called, no substance to them. Because the Lekshin Lechashabe, we're not concerned for suspicion, El Bechais and Boile, when there's an emblem which is protruding, not when it's submerged. Chashkim Dabba Zeb Shor and this, Shaina Lechashkim Lebel, does not submerge and not protruding. El Mintavama, just some color, for sure is no problem about these drawings. Now, Manili says, it appears to me that Feli Yisrael Mutu lots of tourists per minute, that even a Jew actually is allowed to make these drawings. No problem about making a graven image. It's the only problem when you make a bona fide image, Chokuk B'Shashar, which is engraved in this dye, a minitzvah, but just to draw without engraving anything, which is that's permitted. Someone makes an image in the properties of a convert who died without any relatives. So by doing that, Kana, he has acquired it. As the Gemara brings the Rav, Kana, against the Rav. The Rav did not acquire the garden for the Shiva of Rav. Elabitzurasa by making a graven image. Now, Pekshim, Rabbinishmul, Asa, the Ibaamrit, but you said the Kir that just making a picture like Kana, that only acquires Elabaamma connected to Pesach, only if it's the Amma opposite the opening, and it doesn't say that's what Rav did. But here's the answer is the Hasam, Lav Hainu Tzuras Bereya, because there, that wasn't talking about the figure of a creature. El Tzirim Be'alma. That's just too much. Regular images, Maisa Tzatzum, Parachim, just flowers, blossoms, which that's not so significant. Only if it's an Amma and it's opposite the openings, then significant. But Tzuris Chaya Oif, but regarding the image of a wild animal, a bird, Chashiv, that's significant. And like being an Amma can I get past it? That doesn't have to be the Amma opposite the opening. Amma, so you see. That the Rav, although he didn't do an Amma Kenegar Pesach and was still considered acquiring it, because the Rav tired through his Chayav Oif, because he made the images of a wild animal, a bird. How did he do that? I lo sas tochot pesel. And Lavav, the minutes of Mutter rather says, obviously, but just drawing a picture with colors, that's not any problem. Now, Vahad the time, Bechilda this, we learn Mechilda lo sas tochot pesel, Bechulu, don't make piece of a pesel, etc. Ad, until where it says, lo yas le gulufo, you shouldn't make it this graven image, al yas le atuma, but you can make it that it's enclosed, etc. Ad until where it says that even animals, wild animals, fish and birds, locusts, etc. Which from this mechilta it sounds like that even just drawing things is going to be forbidden. So it says no, nearly this is how you have to explain this mechilta. Galufa, what's galufa? This is an image that protrudes out. That's forbidden. Atumo, it's Rosh Hakas, an image that's submerged, that's enclosed, that's stuffed up. Vashem b'mayim mitachas la'aretz, when it says that, and the water that's beneath the earth, that's la'havi asabuvia, pirish, what does that mean? So is it true that it makes an image, v'chaykik demuz bevua shem b'mayim, that he engraves the image of bevua that's in the water, which is some type of like a creature of the leader of the creatures in the water, which that's also forbidden to do. And what are we adding on over here that we would have thought that it's permitted to say that that's also forbidden? Because the Sagad, I mean, you would have thought to say, like the Pasuk says, only what's in the heaven up above, or on the earth on bottom on the firmament. But let's say the image that's in the water, that wouldn't be problematic. That's what it teaches, that's even what's in the water. Nira, what does that mean? It's a type of demon in the water. Shekari ninza b'loshen Ashkenaz. And b'chal elu in nasurin lasoysim el partzuv machakukin. So though we're saying they're forbidden, but Tosafot explains, that's only engraved images. But not if it's just colored, like this is like I already proved. Now, that finishes with that. But it says Tosafot, but what I do wonder about is regarding the throne of Shlem HaMelech. So it says in the Pasuk Melachim Aleph, b'shnayim aroyis imdim etzlayot. This had two lions standing by the hands of the throne. B'shnayim asa aroyim b'gomeh had 12 lions, etc. Now, how could they have made these statues of these images, which were saying, Behemoth Sakai is forbidden to make an image? Don't say that Piyad Dibra Habba, that, oh, because it was based on the divine instruction, it could have been the Yom Malaf. The Yeshu Shlemaki, Sashem Lamelech, that Shlem Melech sat on the throne of a god as the king, which therefore we see that this was meant to be. No, Shari Enovi Rishol Chadish of Me'ata, no prophet's allowed to introduce anything that changes halacha, and halacha tells us that you're not allowed to make an image of animals. So it's nice, but regarding this, you could say Migdra Milsachani, when it's to create a boundary to enforce something that's difficult. Eliyahu b'Harakamo, and Eliyahu Nabi did also what was forbidden on Harakamo, but he did it as Harasha. Maybe here also Shlomo Melech's throne to have these images of these statues of the lions. Maybe it was also to enforce halacha. Shekashalayu Eidim Boin Lahard B'Fam, because when witnesses used to come to testify in front of him, the lions would actually roar. Like it's more than the Medrash. And therefore they were afraid to testify falsely. So maybe that's why it was allowed. Or another part you could say is Achir Mosul, and maybe others made it for Shlomo Melech B'Chashad Leka. And what's with suspicion? No, that also is not a concern. The Rabbi Shkichir, because there were many people there, because I'm Rabbi Mil, like the Gemara says, Rabbi Mil, that there's no suspicion when there's many people there. Now, Umasha also because the Hechel, that takes just another question. This that they made in the walls of the Hechel, Vakachachachim, Tsiurim, Chalkukim, Bekaisel Sub, like we wrote in our Sugya, of different images that are engraved in the wall all around, Pnei Akfir, El Tim, Moir, Mipai, the face of the kfir of the young lions to the palm tree from here, up in the Ariel to Marmipai, and the face of the lion to the palm tree. And this way, how were they able to make these graven images? Yeshlem al-Pi ha-Dibur, ha-Kol b'Ksav, based on the Pasim Dibriyam Aleph, that was based on the divine command, as everything was said how to do in the Beis HaMikdash. Or Oinam Yeshlem, another person could say, is Lo Yishayich Li Sazal Chol Pasol al-Betalish. That this problem about making graven images is only by something that's detached. But regarding a wall that's attached, that is not a problem. Then because that's only its beautification. But like a kaisel, it's considered secondary to the wall. Although I do think that this would be a good pshat, but I wouldn't do an action based on this to actually permit graven images in the walls. Like this last answer that I just gave. But nearly, it says Taisus, additionally, it appears to me that the Lafisugi is parakal at Slam and Muchach, it's obvious from the Gemara and the Brazil of the Mgil of the Bays, that the Chomini Bartsuf and Motelasis, that actually all types of images you're allowed to make. I feel like Chokukin, even if it's engraved, Vachaisma Boilet, and even if it's the emblem is sticking out, because it's Chutz made parts of Adam Luchodeh, except for the image of a person. Oh, the Musarba Bartsuf Ma'adadadi, all the image of the four images together, which are the four images of the keys I covered that on the Hashem's throne of glory, which are Adam, man, Aryeh, lion, Shar, ox, Nesher, and the eagle. And with Mushamoshin Shabamoda Elyim, Shabamoda Tachin, and also the images of those that serve God in the upper abode and in the lower abode, Mitashmisha Mikdash Lasis Kamaisai, or to make like those tools that were used in the Beis HaMikdash, which Bayis Tavnas Hechel, to make a house, the same dimensions of the Hechel, Achsadra Tavnas Ulam, the entryway like that of the Ulam, that was in the Beis HaMikdash, Kamidasin, Ba'or Kabarach, but to make them the exact measurements in the length and the width. Shulchan tap the shulchan to make a table the same way the shulchan was in the Beis HaMikdash. Menorah tap the menorah to make a menorah the same as the menorah. But Abba Milech Rini says it, but all other things, sure, it's permitted to make them even engraved, and therefore that's why it was permitted to make these graven images by the throne of Shlema in the Beis HaMikdash. And this proves this idea that only these images are forbidden, but all others are permitted to make. Because Teda, you should know, Kodama Bayahas Mabayah says over there in the beginning of the Gemara Navid Zar. Lo Yisotayram. Torah didn't say it's forbidden to make things. Only those things that serve God that are possible to make like them. Which, from a Gemara's question, he then revised again. He says, no. So it's only forbidden based on to make the four images that are the throne of glory together. Then again, Abai revised. And Abai says, only makes forbidden those things that are served God in the upper mother, in the upper abode. Well, Parak Mimra asked, Mishmada, Tach Mishar, but are you allowed to make like the images in the lower abode? Ibatan will end up, it says in Pasuk Shemai, Zashabamayim, Ashabashamayim, that's in heaven. What's that? Coming to include the Rabbis, Cham, Laban, the Kachab, Mazos, include the sun, the moon, the stars, and the constellations. And it says, Mima'al from above, that's the Rabbis Malachashos, you can't make like the images of the service angels. So Mishani, the Gemara answers, oh, Kitani, he, that we're saying those things are forbidden, is of them, is to serve them. But to make, it would be permitted. Even to make a small little worm would be forbidden. You're right. And also a worm would be forbidden to serve. But that's not learned out from Ashabashamayim Mimal. That we learn out from regarding Kechav and Mazal and all those other things. When we save the Kornafka, that's learned from the end of the Pasuk. Asher Ba'aretz, when it says in the earth, is L'Rabbah, that includes Yamim and the Horus, Harm and Gvois, the seas and the rivers and the mountains and the valleys. And Mitachas, when it says from beneath, that's the Rabbi Shal Shukot, that includes even the lowliest creature, that of the small worm. Is that really so? But to make it is permitted? But Tanglin, the Brahis says, Loisasun iti, don't make with me, means Loisasun kidmusha mishamsha mishamsha lupan the Bechulu, don't make like the images of those who serve with me. So that includes the sun and the moon, all those other things. How could you say Mlil was permitted to make it? The Gemara answers, no, that he didn't make the moon. Others made it for him. Now, Tais explained, but now, from that whole sugi with Abaya, but all those answers didn't say Elo Abaya, just says Vahadr Abaya. So that you can infer that he didn't retract from what he had previously said, that all those answers are all applicable. He just had to keep on amending. And the Pasuk only gave it over to the sages. And Vishamashan Shem Mikdish, Lo Yisiri Eli Kamoisin. So therefore, only those things are forbidden, but other things not. And Vishamashan Shem Mikdish, and those things that are used to serve God in the base of Mikdish, Lo Yisiri Eli Kamoisin Nafka, those things are only forbidden exactly as they were. It means Arka Barach, but like the measurement of the length and the width. It says, Dilav Hachi, if that wouldn't be the case, rather it would be, you're never allowed to make anything of those storms of a shulchan and the menorah, etc., then no one would be able to have a house or a table or vessels. Those things were the base of Mekdash. Rather, obviously, the Torah only makes a forbidden, literally like it was in the base of Mekdash. But moreover, given the Evshalas is Kamoisin, since it's possible to make exactly as they were, so we could presume that the Torah only makes a forbidden if you make exactly like they were. Because unconscious of a Shamashan Shabrikiya, but regarding those that serve God in the sky, like the sun, you can't make it exactly. You don't know exactly what it was. When the Torah says, I'll do it, obviously it's make it, I'll make it similar. Even though you don't make exactly according to the length and the width. Because you can't. So if the Torah is saying it's forbidden, obviously it has to be something that you could and saying that you can't. Now, those that serve God in the upper domain, these are all different types of ministering angels. Even if others make it for him. And even if there's no suspicion, let's say where there's many people by him, why is it a problem? This says, don't make it two times. L'drasha, to expound, L'isasun iti means, Shamashin sh'iti, those that are served with me, Ta'inish, I'm the alien. It's telling you, Leisasin Club, don't make it at all. And Mekari Bay also, Leisasin Iti could be read, Leisasin Oisi, don't make me, the Lahochi parts of Adam, therefore the image of a man by himself is forbidden because he was created B'Tzalma in the image of God, therefore that's like as if making Oisi. Now, Babar Patsum, Toys addressed a question, says this that we say regarding the four images, which Adam, Ari, Yeshua, Ibn Esher, that's also it's made forbidden. What do you mean? One of the four is already Adam, so of course you can't make it. That says you violate two violations. One is Mishum parts of Adam, and also another one, Mishum Arbor Patsum, now the four images together. Dan Dumasakai, which has the images of the ministering angels. And this that says don't make for you, you need it. For those that serve in the lower domain, where Bedafka Lachem La Asbachem, specifically Lachem, which is for yourself. But others could make for you. That's one approach. But that says Inami. Another approach to answer why are you permitted to have the image of the sun and the moon when others make it for you is because Darshin Ipko actually expound the opposite from the prior teretz, that the beginning of the pasuk is going on the shamashin shemada tachten and the end of the pasuk is going on shamashin shemada ha'elyon, and we learn out that those that serve God in the Madhu HaTachton, you're allowed to keep when others make it for you. It says in the Pasuk before that, and that's why it's important to say that at the beginning of the Pasuk, because from the heaven I spoke with you, and the Samach Lei Lois Hasna says, and don't make it, Dainu, Kol Shemin HaShemayim, that whatever's from heaven, Lois Hasna, don't make it, Dainu, for the Shemashim, Mad HaTachton, that's even those that serve God in the lower domain. Now, V'davka Atim Lois Hasna, specifically you should not make Abachim, Lois Lachem, but others can make it for you. And when it says, and the silver or gold deity you shouldn't make for yourself, Nidrish, that's expounded, L'shamashin Shemada Elyon, for those that serve God in the upper domain. Lesser, that's forbidden. I feel like Shechem, Mois, Lachem, even when others make it for you, Damash, Lachem, where it sounds like, from the word Lachem, the Lo Yimotzi Lachem, that it shouldn't be found by you, even if you didn't make it yourself. Where it says, don't make a molten deity for yourself. So Yochel Yasachem, you think, but others can make it. Tamalim Lachem, it says for you. In other words, it shouldn't be found by you. It comes to teach us that even if it's made through another person, through a Gentile, it's still forbidden to have that type of a desire. Now, by the time this one under Brisa Hashem Hashemayim that says, in the heaven, L'rabbis Chama Levonu Kechav Mazal to include the sun, the moon, the stars, and the constellations. And when it says, Mimal, from above, L'rabbis Malach HaShorus to include, then you'll all make like the image of the Malach HaShorus. Mukila, and they were explained, actually, the Gemara says, Nabai Dezara, that it's told my regarding law of them to serve them. What do you mean? Of course you can't serve them. So Haina, I feel like Shachem also love them. That's even if others make it for you to serve them, where we say that you're right, you're not going to serve them, but when they make it to you for serving, Lava Le Mishasasiya, that the violation is even from the moment when they make it, even if they're not serving them. Now Bhavagar the Malach HaSharis, although regarding the Malach HaSharis, that Oyver Balay Sabdim, Afalik Shachem Asalai. What do you mean? You violate not serving them, even when others make it for him, which we learn out from either Lysasin Iti, or we learn out from Elehizav Lysaslachem, like the Tupshat Metasis, which sounds like even if others make it for him, he's not allowed to hold on to it. So why need a special pasuk to say this Asr when they make it for him to serve it? Yishlam says, what you can say is Lamba Labishtaim to violate two violations. Or you know, another approach is that Philim Husha Parakim, that even if it's made out of pieces, the Mishmasi, but that for making it is not violated because it's not really considered a making. When they make of him to serve that, then Chayav and be liable already from the time of the making. Next says, to begin with the Gemara, that both of them are formed from Tzien. So one Pshat has it that. Oh, we're talking about Shemayim and Arts. But Taisa is a different shot. It says Pirish. Now, the words mean Elu ve'elu. Shemtzi asu shalal matzdadin. Both the different pshatim of those that say from the middle, from the end, the world was created. Either one, that whichever one it was, both of them were mitzi and nivru, both form from tziyan. So essentially, according to all pshatim, it's all coming from tziyan.